Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels and Wolfpack should be like ships crossing at noon. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. If you're a betting man or woman, bet on Carolina Saturday in its 12:30 showdown with NC State. These are two programs currently moving in opposite directions, and the game has developed a certain feel over the last 2 weeks. State was clobbered at Florida State, while the Heels were putting their best games of the season together against Miami and Boston College. A UNC win would leave both teams with identical 3-5 records heading into the last month of the season. But on paper and otherwise, there is nothing equal about the programs right now. The Tar Heels are recovering from a poor, mistake-prone start that cost them a couple of victories, and they have emerged with a revitalized running game that features four different backs and an alternate quarterback who is as big a threat with his legs as with his arm, and he's not even the starter. Talk out of both locker rooms are of redemption after most of their preseason goals have been eliminated. State and Carolina can still get six W's and qualify for a bowl, and the Wolfpack and Tar Heels both have winnable games the rest of the way. State goes to Duke and BC after this weekend and finishes at home with East Carolina and Maryland. But unless quarterback Brandon Mitchell is fully recovered and can show the form he flashed in the season opener, State does not have the firepower on either side of the ball to get to be bowl eligible. The Heels are a different story and a different team. They are healthier than earlier in the season and deeper with the emergence of T.J. Logan, Chris Francis, Ryan Switzer, Marquise Williams, and Bug Howard on offense, and youngsters on defense like Mikey Bart, Des Lawrence, Malik Simmons, and Dominique Green, who are not only improving every week but also becoming the new faces of the program, reasons why the future of Tar Heel football is so bright. But it doesn't have to be wait till next year. From a local rivalry standpoint, Carolina still has its two most important games ahead. It will be a November to remember if the Heels can begin by whipping the Wolfpack in Raleigh and end by beating the Duke Blue Devils in Chapel Hill. Remember, I've predicted 6-0 over the last half of the schedule, and it continues tomorrow in Raleigh. Easier than you think. This is Archansky. See ya.